This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. Well, actually, no, I think we have one line open right now. The phones are pretty well lit up. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. If you're trying to get in and you can't, you hear a busy signal, just keep trying back. In the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
We've been talking a bit about, borders, really, and things of that nature, and migration of people, migration of animals, and how they seem to differ from each other because, people hallucinate authority to be in charge of them and tell them what to do and how to do it, and otherwise they'll, make them not free. And so my opinion, of course, is that we should eliminate these borders that governments impose upon people. And you had made a comment, Steve, about, do you want your neighbors parking their cars in your yard? And we're like, no. And you're like, then that's a border.
Yes.
Which is true to an extent, but I think that, do you want to elaborate on that thought?
Well, if you get rid of the borders, mm-hmm. Here's just my thought.
Sure.
Borders are like bulkheads in ships, okay? One part of the ship hits an iceberg, you close the bulkheads, the rest of the ship is going to stay afloat. Or fire doors. One floor is going to burn, you close the fire doors. I think borders are kind of the same way because if, and you look at it at with the European Union and Brexit, they wanted out because Greece was burning down the house. Like, we don't want to be part of that economy.
But would we need that if there wasn't government?
Well, you could have a one-world government. That would be great.
Or we could have nothing.
I just want to ask. Do you think that there is a difference between private property borders and government borders?
Let me get back to you on that.
Okay. You ponder that for a while, because I maintain that there is. And I'm okay with private property borders. Like, if I own, 2 acres of land or whatever, right, then
right.
I own that land. That's my private property, and I can do and say whatever I want on that property. Right. And if you come on it, I can be like, Steve, go away. And if you don't, then I'm free to defend my property.
Okay. Well, if Bill Gates decides to buy all the property, and then, now we have a monopoly on property.
Well, and that's what governments are. They're a monopoly on, they claim to be the ultimate owners of the land.
To pay taxes.
And the fallacy there is, of course, that, it's our land. We own it because we're the taxpayers. That's not true.
Right.
That's not true.
You're renting it.
Right.
So you own it on paper, but you still have to rent it.
I'll let you continue to ponder that. Let's go to some calls. We've got Bad Slave calling from New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you very much for taking my call.
What's on your mind?
And who was it? Maria or something?
Marie.
It was Gigi who came up with it first, complaining about the governors and mayors and what have you that are doing silly things with buses.
Full of immigrants.
And airplanes.
Yeah.
And there are so many lists of crimes that are committed that actually harm something. And I don't see how these buses, moving people around or in airplanes, Biden did it first. They were doing it in the middle of the night. And, did they get, okay from those migrants? I don't think so. And there are so many crimes out there that will come, on my list before, moving somebody to a,
Do you feel, Bad Slave, do you feel like human beings have a responsibility to protect themselves?
Oh, but absolutely. It's actually the only true protection is individual self-defense.
Right. And so callers like Marie, for example, was very upset about, she sounded like she wanted to close the borders and, possibly even take violent action against people immigrating. And I bring this back up because it seems to me that we've covered on Free Talk Live many times that government itself has said they have no duty to protect you from really anything.
Right.
So crying out about the borders and about closing them, I mean, this Marie gal, she's not going to go down to the border and have a gun and stand guard and possibly shoot people who come across. She wants the government to do it. Well, they already say that they have no responsibility. So where do you think, how can we motivate people to take it upon themselves to protect themselves?
Well, number one, you don't stand up in the bully pulpit and scream out, the borders are open, just move on in. You don't do that. And that's exactly what Biden and by her absence, Harris are involved in. And, I think a natural flow of people from around the world coming here is reasonable. But if we sit out and, call them in, let's have 2, 3, 4 million. There's going to be problems.
So you know what I have a problem with? I don't care who comes here, but when it comes to taxpayer-funded aid to immigrants and, whatever, people just coming here, refugees, things like that, that's what I have an issue with.
Yeah, but if you end the welfare state first, then nobody's taking advantage of it.
Exactly. It's a bigger issue because I don't even agree with people in the United States, like natural-born citizens, getting access to these things because it was stolen from somebody else in the first place.
Well, and Bad Slave, I wanted to ask you, too, what do you think of the, I might be paraphrasing here, but give us your tired, your poor, your weak, your huddled masses. What do you think of those words?
I think that they're perfectly accurate. And I think that they apply.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you for the call. We appreciate you. I was taught in school that, America was the melting pot, right?
Yeah, right.
And that we were supposed to be tolerant of other cultures and people different than us and that type of a thing. And I don't see a whole lot of that going on these
days.
Well, it's more like a fruit salad now, not really a melting pot.
Yeah, what I do see is people focusing on the differences, focusing on and being afraid of things that they don't understand, of cultures they don't understand, of people they don't understand. And it is up to you to, first of all, be tolerant of your community. Second of all, figure out why these things are occurring. Find the root cause of it, right? The root cause, according to my reasoning, would be the existence of the entities known as governments.
Well, in their countries.
Well, yes.
They're leaving their country because of their government, or they're leaving their country because of all the freebies up in the United States?
I don't think that they're leaving for the freebies in the United States, because there's not a lot of them.
Well, for you and I, probably not. But.
Well, no, but there's even people out there who have tried to get benefits, welfare-style benefits for immigrants, and they've been unsuccessful.
Huh?
I've never tried. So
they're fleeing oppressive governments. That's why they're fleeing.
You know. Of course. Or they're fleeing, you know, economic depression, right? And
which is caused by government.
And they're trying to come to a place where maybe they can make a better life for themselves. That's my opinion. 603-283-6160. I'm sure we have more to say on this subject, and we've got more of your calls coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
And we're back.
the bass version.
I've never done one of those. The meows and, you know.
Yeah. Meowing to music is, like, my favorite thing to do. I'm glad it's acceptable here, because I get shamed a lot for doing that in my everyday life.
Yeah, it's totally acceptable.
Only with that track that we just heard. It just seems to work with that.
No, track. I'll do it to any song.
Those listeners who don't know that I, Reverend Captain Kickass of Free Talk Live, also occasionally do parody music. I've also done heavy metal music, and I'm working on some new stuff there as well. But you can find all that over at CaptainKickass.com. But I'm trying to remember the word for it. It's a phenomenon where, like, two people have the same idea independent of each other, like, almost simultaneously. And there's a term for that, and I can't remember what it is.
Like the 100 Monkeys thing?
I think so. But there's a word. Anyway,
serendipity?
No. The word isn't important. What is important is that I had an idea for a parody song for Alice in Chains, right? And it was the cat's meow going, meow, 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 meow.
Multiple discovery?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And so,
Google,
like,
comes in.
So, like, I've had this idea for some time, and then I do a... no, somebody else sends me a link, and they're like, dude, you got to check out this Alice in Chains parody.
You're like, I already did it.
And it's a whole video and everything. Like, I didn't even get, like, the idea on the paper. And somebody else did the whole thing. And so there's, like, a YouTube video on it and all that kind of stuff.
But knew nothing about that.
I knew nothing of the other one when I had the idea.
Right.
And then a friend of mine who knows that I do parodies and stuff and find that stuff funny sent it to me. So it was pretty cool.
Wow.
So I experienced that firsthand.
Wow.
Anyway, the telephone number here is 603-283-6160. The phone lines might ring busy when you try to call, so if you're trying to get through, please just keep trying through the busy signal. We've got more calls to get to. In the studio tonight here at Free Talk Live, it's myself, the Captain.
Steve Classic.
And Snakey.
And let's just get back to your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Penguin calling from Virginia. Penguin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was inspired to call by the great podcast I heard today. Not going to plug somebody else's podcast, but I think I've seen a kind of a shift since I first started getting into libertarianism, actually from listening to FTL years ago.
Okay.
And there's a lot of cultural divide, a lot of culture war, really kind of, you know, mimicking what you see out in the on the news, online all the time.
Right.
And you got a lot of these right wingers that have really kind of shifted the debate a little bit. And it's because, like, a lot of these big companies, big institutions are kind of adopting, you know, certain cultural stances or certain policies that they think targets them, their culture, their group, identity group, or whatever, and I'm not here to argue culture war stuff. That's the last thing I'm interested in talking about, really. But they really question, you know, big business, big corporations from a very different standpoint than maybe I would. But they've kind of gotten rid of that taboo among libertarians of questioning, you know, big business and corporations, how close are they with government, what's really private and public. And I think that, you know, there's an entire kind of, you know, a set of ideas from the left libertarian perspective that are very, very different critiques of capitalism than the socialist one. Not really much of an overlap at all, that from a like a decentralist perspective, then, and some of the questions that I think people should think about if you kind of lean libertarian, because libertarians have been kind of, whatever you want to call it, kind of, you know, defending the status quo economic system to an extent for years. It's like, what is the public-private distinction real? Is the free private competition a myth between, you know, especially large businesses? And is there, you know, free voluntary interaction and exchange between people? And if you really look at the system, I mean, I'm not going to plug anything in particular. Come into the Matrix server, just chat it up. But
Those are questions that not just libertarians, but everybody should be asking when, you know, sort of evaluating the current situation that exists where government and businesses work together to accomplish their goals. Some people would say, and myself included, that fits the definition of fascism, that we do not live in a free society. We live in a fascist society.
Yeah, well, the thing is that the, whatever you want to call the economic order, I don't like to use the word capitalism too much because it really throws people talking past each other.
Right, right.
In that way.
Well, but, free market.
Whatever,
free market is the term that
I
like to use.
I'm a proponent of free markets. I'm referring to the status quo, what we're living in now.
Yeah.
But it's the things that we are questioning here as far as like this kind of like centralized order it's always been, historically, it's always been the state, and because, you know, states have been pretty much around everywhere for most of recorded history, you know, obviously, at least in the past several centuries. This order that we've done, this our recent past few centuries of history, is really been a collusion of state and private interest, and that's just necessary to keep the state running. So it's never so what might be, you know, a free market and free competition and cooperation on paper has never is existed in pockets and in plenty of individual cases all the time, as a matter of fact, all the time. But as far as like on a macro scale and on a larger scale, it's really only existed more in theory than in practice.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, great call.
Let's move on and let's go to Frank, who's calling from Missouri. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Hi. I just want to say I applaud what, DeSantis and Abbott are doing, and one of the reasons I applaud it is because there is a crisis down at the border. It's a humanitarian crisis of mega proportions, and
right, so
it's not being addressed by this administration.
Can you be specific? Like, what specifically are you applauding?
Well, there's been like 700 deaths this year of people like coming in, like drowning and other. People, other ways of dying.
What do you mean, like people swimming over from Cuba or
right,
something?
No, from the Mexican border into Texas or Arizona. There's been, they said that the numbers have more than doubled since Trump was president. You know, where's the compassion there? You're not hearing that from the Biden administration or anybody else. I mean, they jumped all over Trump because they were saying that they were separating families. Well, who's to say that's not happening now? Because
oh, it's definitely happening.
Can I make one more point? The reason I think it's good what they're doing is because now all the mainstream media is forced to report now. They're reporting on it now where they weren't before. Of course, they're giving their liberal spin on it, and they're denouncing it, saying it's human trafficking. It's not human trafficking because they sent these people to Martha's Vineyard. And I don't know if it's breaking any laws. That other woman saying that they're breaking a law. Well, maybe they are.
Hey, Frank, thank you for the call. We appreciate that. The kids in cages, to my knowledge, have never been released. They moved them from their location onto a military base where one kid sort of escaped, and they eventually caught him, and that's the last anybody has ever heard about the people that they moved to the military base. More Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Fiona has struck Puerto Rico 2 days before the fifth anniversary of Hurricane Maria and 33 years to the day when Hugo landed there. The power grid on the island has been knocked out. In western Alaska, flooding affecting many coastal communities, the result of typhoon remnants in the region. With some 500 world leaders in London ahead of the state funeral for Queen Elizabeth II, unprecedented security measures have been taken. Officials are advising people to stay home to avoid disappointment as they begin to close off the queue of people waiting to see the Queen lying in state at Westminster Hall. There are calls for an international tribunal to take place after the discovery of mass graves in a town that was liberated in Ukraine's Kharkiv region. President Volodymyr Zelensky says 59 bodies have been exhumed there so far. The Woman King tops the weekend box office. Barbarian, Pearl, See How They Run, and Bullet Train round out the top five. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Pluralized the word.
Extra syllable. Sure did.
Whoa.
Sure did.
I've got to give you one extra merit for that.
I accept.
This is Free Talk Live. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. The phones are packed right now, so just keep trying back if you're getting the busy signal. We'll try to get to everybody, of course. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
Do you really want liberty in your lifetime?
Yes.
Me too. Later this year, Mark Edge of Free Talk Live is speaking at the Free Cities Foundation's annual conference, Liberty in Our Lifetime. It's being held in the beautiful city of Prague, October 21st through 23rd, and it showcases autonomous cities and intentional communities that are springing up around the world, offering opportunities for settlers to live freer lives. The conference theme is Parallel Structures for Progress, and they'll explore physical developments and parallel structures emerging in education and finance that offer alternatives for people looking for better ways to learn, educate their children, and invest in their future. Free Private Cities is offering all Free Talk Live listeners a very special 20% discount on tickets, and those can be claimed when you check out on Eventbrite with the promo code FTL20. FTL20. To find out more about the conference, visit lifetimeliberty.com and follow the conference on Twitter. Their handle is @LibertyIOL. Make sure to get your tickets soon to take advantage of the early bird discount. If you want to buy your ticket in Bitcoin, you can just drop them a direct message on Twitter for instructions on how to do that. Again, the code is FTL20. The It's being held in Prague from October 21st through 23rd. Find out more at lifetimeliberty.com. Say hi to Mark Edge for me. All right. We've been talking about, well, borders, immigration, crossings.
You're going to build a wall. It's going to be huge. You're going to love it.
It's going to be the best wall that was ever built.
Very proud.
We've been talking about the difference between humans and animals. We've been talking a little bit about economics, all sorts of things.
Sexting.
Yep. You missed that. But the phones are packed, so let's just go right away to some of your calls and thoughts. It looks like... Oh, Danny, what? Okay, well, all right, we'll go to the next one. Let's go to Dana in Michigan. Dana, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Captain, can you hear me?
I can. What's on your mind?
Oh, perfect. Sometimes my signal. Okay, so I'd like to clear a bunch of stuff up that was said in one quick phone call. First of all, Nikki, I have agreed with you on many occasions when I've called in. You mentioned, except for the... Indians who were native to America, everybody else is an immigrant. Captain quickly corrected you on that. All peoples, and this is from archaeologists, you can trace all peoples' beginnings to the Fertile Crescent, Mesopotamia. Also, they believe they found
that is true.
The Garden of Eden.
You're right, yeah.
And so
I agree
we
with you.
All came from somewhere. Thanks, Nikki. I appreciate that because I sometimes misspeak too. And so we all came from somewhere, even the Native Americans. So there's that. Now, Captain, I want to correct you on something.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Captain, you're pretty smart. All of you guys are. But let me correct you on something.
All right, crack that whip, Dana.
The Statue of Liberty was gifted from France
right.
for the 100-year anniversary celebrating the alliance between the French and Americans. The French were the ones, believe it or not, which helped us actually cinch the win for the American Revolution. So they sent that as a gift to celebrate our alliance. It arrived about a half a year before the 100-year anniversary, but they needed a base to mount it on. So America was the base. The French were delivering the statue. The base and the Emma Lazarus was the author of the poem on the base of the Statue of Liberty. That poem was written in 1883.
Okay.
The base and the statue wasn't even delivered until summer of 1885. The reason she wrote the poem was to tug on the heartstrings of all those who had already emigrated and those who were going to emigrate to give money to build the base because they didn't have the funding for the base. The French paid for the statue. We were going to pay for the base. And that was in 1883, 2 years before we ever took possession of the statue or the base was built.
That was not about that.
Let me tell you, Captain.
Well, I just have a question, Dana.
So that was a
GoFundMe in the 1800s?
Yes, absolutely. Good analogy. That's excellent. You're good with stuff like that. So that was the purpose to deliberately, it was political back then. It's always been about politics.
Sure.
To pull on the heartstrings for money. Okay, now let's get to some points. Jerome, he said immigrants hate immigrants. He doesn't understand that. I'm going to tell him something. I am speaking from a more recent immigrant. If anybody should be the most compassionate, it would be me. I'm only second generation in this country. All four grandparents came through Ellis Island.
Okay.
They did it the legal way. Nobody is against immigration. It's got to be done the legal way. You listen to these Mexicans and all these other people that have come here. They are furious. They're on talk shows all over the place, have been even during the Obama administration when he was letting them flood our gates. There's nothing wrong with going to the ports and doing it right if you're claiming refugee status. Another fact, and the irony, Jerome, is it affects blacks more than any other race because they undercut their hourly wage. So Jerome needs to do research before he gets on a national radio station and starts jab-jawing away about things he knows nothing of.
All right, what's your next point?
So that's that point. Next point, Mark and Ian have been open borders for as long as I've listened to this show, for many years.
Okay.
So Mark and I really had a talk because Mark is the sensible person there, like you too, Captain. So here's the thing. Mark said, what if we pulled all the welfare? And I said, okay, if you pull all welfare, that means no hospitals, even if you're dying, if you can't pay cash, that means no education. That's it. That's all welfare. And he went to say the 14th Amendment, even though it says anyone born or naturalized, it was done specifically, if you know your history, to make citizens of all those free slaves. It was not for people coming here and dropping puppies and then getting all these welfare benefits. So even illegals, people who come illegally, have babies, no, nothing, not. Now, to address something you said, Captain,
right.
You said how most people are coming here for a better life. No, two-thirds of all illegals are on at least one, and in many cases, the majority of that two-thirds are on multiple forms of welfare. Last point, Heather McDonald, not the comedian, but Heather McDonald, the author, graduated from Stanford and Yale. This is not a stupid woman. Has you?
Dana, you're cutting out or losing your signal. Thank you for the call. Thank you for making your points. I don't disagree with some of them, but I do disagree with the others. I do want to just mention the bit about, yes, let's end welfare. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean ending education or ending, you know, people who are sick going to a hospital. There's still charity that exists in the absence of government welfare. But if you end government welfare, then all of a sudden everybody has to take care of themselves as an individual or as a family the way it should be, in my opinion. 603-283-6160. The phones are still packed. We've got more of your calls coming up. It's Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. More is on the way.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
I think they know. If only there was some way for us to invent a thing that we do repeatedly to let folks know when we're back. If only we were smart enough to come up with some sort of a thing, a way, a tradition, a method, a...
like some intro music or
something
like
memorable,
that.
Yeah. Some maybe way one day to call it out. Perhaps we will aspire to be that level of professional here on Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. If you would like to join us, the phone's been pretty busy, so if you're having trouble getting through, please keep trying. Let's move on to, who do we have next? Nope, not that guy, because he dropped off the line. Let's go to... I think
means there's an open line.
Danny in Virginia. Danny going once.
I thought I heard a little squeak in there.
I hear something. Are you there?
This is Sarah.
Oh.
You got me switched up.
Oh, I sure do. Hang on, Sarah. Stand by. Hang on. Something happened here. I've got things out of order. We've been having some technicalities here lately, so. Let's go to Joe in Connecticut. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Yep, you're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about with the recent passing of the Queen of England.
Are you sad?
No,
okay.
No.
Hereditary dictator.
You know, historically speaking, their family was responsible for burning down my hometown. And
Essex,
I want
Connecticut? Constitution. Were you in Essex, Connecticut?
What?
Essex, Connecticut?
No, Fairfield.
Oh, Fairfield. Well, they burned down
they
Essex
sent their little tyrants down the main street, and then they just went with torches and just started burning everything down. Where was the apologies? Where was the restitution?
Good questions. I don't know. And it's not something that's monarchies or republics or, you know, any other form of government are real big on. Generally speaking, politicians of any sort, not just in the U.S., are very few and far between to give an apology, unless it's something like we saw a lot of that, so I don't know, like the Bill Clinton era when there were all these, like, sex scandals with these politicians, because they're all a bunch of dirty bastards.
Yeah. I mean,
Yeah.
So Clinton didn't get 70 years.
Good.
So, I mean, how long do you have to wait for them to actually say, I'm sorry?
Don't hold your breath.
I figure, I mean, if the United States has been a country for roughly 200 years, then I think that might be a, you know, sort of the minimum wait time.
Well, and you know what I have seen is politicians apologizing for things other politicians did. So I'm sorry this other guy did this, but I'm good, and I would never do that.
Right.
I mean, the Queen had her property that was furnished by all the taxes and everything else that was given to her family that funded the burning of countless cities in New England. And yet, there's no restitution.
Yeah.
I mean, while all these people are fawning over the royal family, so cringy.
Yeah.
Why can't they just call for something, you know?
I mean, I was kind of surprised to see on my Facebook how many American people were so distraught.
Yeah, it's the celebritization of political figures, and it's something I don't understand. I don't get how people equate a politician to an actor or a musician, right? They, for some reason, people put them in the same category. Now, it probably has something to do with the fact that, you know, governments hire filmographers, producers, mm-hmm. audio people. Everybody's got a teleprompter. They've got loads of makeup. They've got lighting. They've got
red lights.
Red lights. Yeah, they've got best boys and key grips and, you know, all of the things that make a professional movie production. They have all these things when they give their speeches and their addresses and things like that.
But you have to remember, politicians were the first celebrities. Before there were movies and, you know, music that was readily available for people to consume, it was politicians.
Yeah, and politics is just show business for ugly people. That's what a politician
told me. I thought that was radio. Yeah.
Well, you have to have a certain face for radio.
Yeah,
but.
Unless you're, you know, the first rock star politician, Obama. You know, he's like the first cult of personality in politics. Well, maybe, I don't know, just in the modern era. Maybe Teddy Roosevelt probably had a thing going.
Joe, any other thoughts?
I mean, I still really don't get it. Ooh. There was a whole war fighting against the monarchy.
Mm-hmm.
They terrorized this country.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the news media still promotes these people.
Yeah.
Short memories.
Pretty telling, isn't it?
I mean, all I have to say is Sic Semper Tyrannis.
Thank you for the call, Joe. We appreciate it. It is very telling that, you know, here's a, we'll call it a country, for lack of a better term, a group of people who, you know.
Was a colony.
Well, we were a colony.
Right. Well, right. Or the colonies, right.
Right. And, you know, the colonies fought for their independence from that particular state.
Right.
And
so the prize is the freedom.
Well.
Right? Or the restitution would be, here's the land.
Right, because now it's more like Britain is, you know, the 52nd state.
Right.
You know,
that's the other way around.
That relationship is, you know, they're basically sucking up to the United States now because the United States is the empire.
Right.
And Britain's
and
just
they
like,
want
oh,
their freedom. They want their freedom.
Like, yeah, we better be friendly to these guys because they're the big superpower now.
Right.
You know, so.
You know what's also funny? All of these people who are worshiping the Queen, oh, I'm so sad that she's dead, blah, blah, blah. I love the royal family. They all celebrate 4th of July. They all celebrate Independence Day.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I have for whatever it's worth, I have a silver round, ooh, which is Canadian 5, with a picture of the Queen on there. So, you know, and what money? You know, Canadian money has who whose face is on the Canadian money?
Yeah, well, and usually
the Queen.
And usually when famous people die, celebrities, like whatever their image is on, becomes worth more.
Well, I don't think in this case it's going to be worth more.
Well, so what's the difference?
Well, I mean, are they going to recall all the money now and put out a central bank digital currency with, you know,
well,
with the king?
So it's got the likeness of the queen on it, right?
Right, there's one.
Oh, I didn't actually mean for you to hand it, but it's got the likeness of the queen.
Yeah, the likeness of the queen. Well,
wait a minute.
That's a peace dollar. That's
wait
American money.
Oh, here. is this the silver round with the queen that you just gave me?
I just gave it to you for demonstration, not to give to you.
Oh, he busted me.
Yeah, put it back.
If he'd have said yes, I'd been, thanks, man.
Thanks.
Yeah. So what's the difference between, like, a painting of the queen that goes up in value as soon as she dies and that coin?
Well, it has real value.
Well,
silver.
The painting probably has real value, too.
I guess so.
Piece of artwork.
Art value,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
So the difference is that the painting is art and this is currency?
This is silver.
Well, anything could be currency. I could make salt currency.
This actually is worth $5, so you could go into McDonald's and buy a burger for this.
Does McDonald's take silver rounds?
I'm sure the cashier would look at you like you had 10 heads, but maybe.
They wouldn't take it.
Right.
But legally, I think you have to.
If it's U.S. currency, you have to. If it's Canadian, it would be different.
Well, you have to ask the queen, yeah.
Well, how are you going to do that?
She's not talking.
Well, yeah, she's...
But a $50 American Eagle gold round is worth $50.
Okay.
Legally.
Yeah.
But you probably bring that to a place, no one would take that. I'm not taking
They wouldn't even know what it was. Yeah, they
right.
would have no
That's
clue
fake.
What it was worth.
Even a $2 bill people think are fake.
Right.
That's
yeah.
not real.
Yeah, we did a story recently where somebody called the cops on somebody trying to use $2 bills because, oh, these are counterfeit. We got to call the cops.
No, it was a thing at one point, and they're still valid.
Well, two is a new one.
Yeah, it is.
Thought it was 10 was the new one.
Right. There are activists.
$200 bills look really weird.
There are activists who have gone around, and you can find these videos online, of course, where they will give a person a choice. Hey, do you want this $20 bill or this round of gold? And they'll be like, oh, I'll take the $20 bill.
Right, right.
And you're like,
sucker,
what's wrong with you?
Yeah, you just want the $200.
Yeah. You know, I don't know what that is. Like, is that even legal? Or, like, right. that doesn't have any use. You know, like, wow.
Oh.
It's a demonstration of the lack of education that's actually given. So, 603-283-6160. We got more to talk about. We got more of your calls and thoughts, more topics, and more fun here on Free Talk Live. It's the Sunday night edition. Again, the number 603-283-6160. Hour number 3 is coming up next.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.